Vignette number 94 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. At Suzuki Roshi's prompting, I kept a journal about my Zen practice, and every week we'd go over it. Once I wrote about being his driver. Should I keep driving him to Los Altos on Thursdays, or should I bring up at a meeting that others could share this practice? I concluded my entry with, I'm making such a problem out of this, aren't I? He wrote below that, speak no word, do no doing. That was Tony Johansson, T-O-N-I. I say T-O-N-I because her husband was T-O-N-Y Johansson. But by the time she told me this, she was Tony McCarty. That happened at Sokochi around 1966. Could have happened earlier. I wonder about some of these dates. But you know, I put this together about 20 years ago, so I'm not sure. But there's another one coming out in July that I put together a year ago. And it will seem no more modern. Anyway, speak no word, do no doing. That's great. He could have written, oh, good Lord, don't worry about it. Do no doing. Speak no word. That reminds me of the Tao. Those who speak do not know. Those who know do not speak. And then those who we gather around because we sense they know something, they speak to us. So, say nothing, do nothing. Doesn't mean you can't say things or do things. Dogen said, before you speak, he said, or he wrote, I think this is right. I'm just remembering off the top of my head. Think about it three times before you say anything, and then speak one out of 10 times. I swear it was something like that. But he wrote volumes and stayed up late. So like Suzuki said, there's form and there's emptiness. There's form and there's emptiness. There's being. And there's non-being. There's doing and there's not doing. And he said if you stick to one side, that's not Buddhist practice. But he said you can't do both at the same time. So he said it doesn't make sense intellectually. But we have to learn to live with paradox. So, when we hear speak no word, do no doing, that's a great relief. We don't always have to say something or do something, and we don't have to worry about non-existent problems. But it doesn't mean we don't speak or do things. This has been a Cuke audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio in Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with dog and bandita, feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.